Okay, time now, Jay, for this segment. It's called Comedy Roulette. Explain it quickly and let's get to it.
Very simple.
I love it.
It's three of us. We're comedians. We're highly decorated. Take five subjects. Put them on the wheel. Where it stop, we'll do the damn thing. That's how good we are. Do it. Do it now.
All right, let's go. Comedy
do
Roulette.
Do it!
Here we go with the subjects. Number one, people who have that stuff, you know, in the corner of their eye.
Oh, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
Number two, babies that don't look like their dad.
That's an awkward moment.
Wow,
that'd
it
be
is.
Real strange.
Yeah. Who's the father?
That baby sure is darker than him.
Number three, fat guys that won't button that middle button. They won't button that
That's
button.
That's what I want.
Yeah. Okay. Number four. What's that thing on your lip right there? What is that?
What is that?
What is that? And number five, just not. Not.
Not.
Not.
Just not. Not.
All right. Come on. Spin the wheel for
spin
us,
it,
please.
Spin it.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Here we go.
What's that thing in your corner of your eye?
What is that? Who's that baby?
What is stopped on. I think you wanted this one, Carla. Number three, fat guys that won't button that middle button.
What is the deal with that?
Let's go highly decorated comedians on this show.
What is the deal with that? It looked like an eye looking at you.
The navel?
In the middle of that shirt. Don't you feel that breeze on your gut?
They don't do it. They don't button it.
That's awful.
They don't button. I'm gonna tell you people who don't button that middle button. Ooh. I've seen it so many times. But the deacon who handles devotion on Sunday mornings, standing in front of everybody, asking us, it's time to start and come to the Lord. Come to a conclusion about this button.
And you can't focus.
You can't focus on that. I can't sing the words to the hymn.
Y'all don't understand.
What is it?
Y'all are looking at it the wrong way. That is not a button. That is a pressure valve. You have got to get a release of some of this pressure. He can't breathe.
He cannot.
If that you close that button, he gonna get a short breath.
They don't do it. That's a pressure valve.
You might be right, Steve, because even when they button it, you can see the button. It's almost as if the button has a face and it's holding two pieces of cloth together. And it's saying, please help me. Help. I'm doing the best I can to hold this gut back.
I know another person that I've seen with this button unbuttoned, but the lead singer at every hole in the wall, when I'm sitting there, they singing all they hits, but they be moving, and so the open part be shifted. I done seen chest hands.
Ain't no stopping us now, and you know that.
And that button saying the same thing. But you didn't see everything up under that shirt.
What you got?
See, once again, you all keep looking at it as a button. That button is actually a hidden weapon. See, if he get tired of you talking or tired of you looking at him or saying something he don't agree with, he can button it and then put your eye out with it.
Dead aim. Pop, ting. Pop, ting. Yeah.
It's not so bad that it's open. It's really sad when the shirt starts to come up just a little bit and you see full gut, like straight across, just straight. Straight gut all the way across.
All the way across.
All the way across.
Please. Once again, y'all keep looking at it the wrong way. That ain't a button. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, for fat people, that's actually an air vent.
Keep cool out.
Yeah, keep cool out. So he don't overheat and explode. He can't button it. It's an air vent.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, right after, right about four minutes after today's Strawberry Letter. But up next, Nephew Tommy with today's prank phone call.